Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
You know, one of the things I notice is that since the CBD area is pretty much empty, a lot of people who used to work there, now working from home, are having, you know, cravings for what I would call their lunchtime usuals during this circuit breaker period.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling that even with, you know, missing our breakfast breaks after the
upstairs
show.
Upstairs and all that, right?
Yeah. Well, if your favorite lunchtime is at Guoco Tower, you might just be able to order the food and get it delivered to your place.
It's interesting you bring that up, because the F&B sector here in Singapore is actually one of the hardest hit industries. And to support its F&B tenants in Guoco Tower, Guoco Land has introduced an ordering website at a $0 delivery charge for tenants to mitigate all these challenges that they're going through to somewhat support their business transition to delivery and takeaway.
Yeah, it's a really important initiative. From now till the 1st of June 2020, consumers may place orders directly via the website, where they can enjoy a wider variety by selecting items from up to three participating F&B brands in one single checkout.
You know, you might just catch me on that website. Let's find out how the response has been so far, and why does Guoco Land see the importance of helping its tenants, its F&B tenants, during this time. Valerie Wong, General Manager Asset Management at Guoco Land Singapore, is on the line with us. Valerie, good morning. How are you?
Yes, good morning. I'm very good. Thanks for inviting me onto the show.
It's great to have you on. First of all, just remind us which properties you have over here so everyone is familiar with you guys.
For the commercial side, we have Guoco Tower, which is in the core CBD, and another building, 20 Collyer Quay, and an upcoming office integrated development at Beach Road called Guoco Midtown. That's just on the commercial side. So what we've launched recently is really for the existing integrated development at Guoco Tower.
And geographically, you have properties in other parts of the region as well?
Yes, we also have it in China, in Malaysia, and most of them are integrated developments, which is quite a big focus on office and retail, because I think that's the trend in the cities. You know, we're all busy. We just want to get food, we want to get leisure. We want to, everything is all under one roof. So that's something I think we like to focus on.
But you mentioned countries that are, well, pretty much have some kind of a movement control order or a lockdown. Could you tell us a little bit about the impact of COVID-19 on Guoco Land?
Well, definitely, I think it's not just Guoco Land. Everyone has been affected by this COVID in terms of movements, in terms of work. But for the corporate side, work still continues. We have all on that video conferencing. In fact, it's a lot. You make a more conscious effort to be on the course. But we do have hotels in our portfolio, which has also been one of the more directly impacted industries. Residential, interesting enough, we've been reaching out to buyers through digital forms, so you can have your digital virtual show flats. But of course, it's not the same experience as going to a show flat and so forth. So, well, with the real estate industry, do need to go down that line on virtual and digitize our platforms with our clients. But yeah, so we can't, unfortunately, do a food delivery or show flat delivery option to our buyers and tenants.
Yeah, Valerie, totally understandable. Of course, speaking of the impact of COVID-19, Singapore's F&B sector, a lot of which, you've got lots of F&B tenants, of course, they've really been hit hard. So you have this website, www.gtfooddelivery.com, and zero delivery charges for the tenants. Tell us a bit more about the initiative.
Yes, this was really actually born out of, you can say, even desperation. As we saw the tightening of the measures, and we actually anticipated that, I think, this circuit breaker, or, you know, what other countries call lockdown, maybe on the near horizon. So very, very quickly, we did our own DIY workshop website, where we've got all the tenants that were operating to come on board. And what we realized that even those that were full-fledged sit-down restaurants, they all cobbled together a very quick takeaway menus, and we just focused on the signature items to get up. So we did explore other options, but what we found that there were limitations on existing food delivery platforms. As you know, the CBD, we do have residential, but it's not a very high concentration of residential catchment within that usual delivery radius of 2 to 3 kilometers. So we knew that if we didn't act very fast enough, it wasn't so much about just closing the shops and, you know, we restart again in a month's time. This was really, if you sustain the shops, you're keeping the barrister employed, you're keeping your auntie who's the cook, you know, engaged and, you know, just keeping busy. So, but when we looked at the kind of F&B we have, it was also a lot of food takeaways because, you know, being in the CBD, there was a big focus on salads or even the nasi lemak, which is quick takeaways. So what we noticed was, and I like to think of us a bit like a tapao concierge, where you have the option to choose from a few stores. So I knew that the delivery, if you keep to a threshold of just $50 from one store, would be hard to fulfill. So we wanted to give the flexibility of having customers to choose from up to three stores, and we absorb the delivery charges for our tenants. And I think what's been heartening to see is that shops that were initially a bit cautious, some of our tenants, have actually reopened, and maybe even with new menus. So they've also realized that even post-COVID, this could be a new revenue option. But I think what's been very heartening is that on the on our IG, we've had customers that all the encouragement, the safe FB, and also even someone, we even had customers all the way from Tampines, Pongo, that actually tried Guaco Tower food for the first time. So we are moving on to a more automated platform now.
Actually, funnily enough, that was going to be my quick follow-up question, which was, you know, where are you getting your orders from? Because people come from all over the island to work at CBD, and I'm sure they've got a taste of some of the foods that those tenants offer.
Yes, so typically, of course, pre-COVID, they always had quite a big food delivery service line, but a lot of it was based on the big catchment of the CBD crowd. There are still people working in Guaco Tower today, so we've also had our care package for our office tenants to stand it up to them. But currently, because we wanted to widen the delivery option, so island-wide, so we worked with a third-party logistics plan to organise this, and by next week, we will have a more automated ordering platform.
Valerie Wong, General Manager, Asset Management, Guacoland, Singapore. Valerie, I can tell by all the specifics that you're giving that, you know, Guacoland has really taken a huge initiative. I was curious, and you don't have to dive into the specifics if it's too difficult. In your opinion, do you think the government has helped you help your tenants, especially with all the budget releases and whatnot?
Definitely. I think quite heartening that their response was very fast with first the resilience and then the solidarity package. Like, for example, the property tax rebates, that's something we have already very quickly extended and rebated back to our tenants even before the official rebate. And we're also working with our different tenants on different rent structures to help them through this period. The other thing is, I think the social distancing, the very clear prescribed forms of how we want to control our crowds and so forth. It also helped, I think, not just us, but the different shops manage through this. The other measures on workers, about subsidizing the covering the first 25% of their salaries for May or so. That, I think, it's really in a big whole package from saving jobs, and that's something also very, very key, I think, as Guacoland, as we want to also support this SG United initiative.
Yeah, very much. And I was curious to know how much of your initiatives are also being driven by feedback from your tenants, from those organizations that you work with. Has it been a collaborative process, or has Guacoland decided, right, guys, we need to go into action?
I would say, of course, we have the two groups. We have the ones that has been always very, very strong in their food delivery option through the existing food delivery platform. So that still continues because no matter what, in this current climate, a lot of the takeaways form about 2/3 of their sales revenue. But we've had to, of course, take the lead with some of our new operators which didn't really have a strong social media or even menus that were suited for takeaways. For example, even something simple on how do you package your food and noodles properly in you know, the package that doesn't that arrive in the customer's house nice and still warm in within half an hour. So these are the little things that we've had to work very closely with our various tenants. But I think they have really seen, some of them even seen since the platform has been launched, a doubling their sales. So as I said, it's very, very early days. But I think that's something that we would want to even continue post-COVID.
Again, this website is www.gtfooddelivery.com. Valerie, to wrap up, yesterday a survey was published in the Straits Times, and the survey talked about how 90% of employees here in Singapore still wish to continue working from home in some capacity. In the post-COVID-19 world, do you think, you know, Guokoland still has to help push out this delivery initiative, you know, in case more people decide to work from home?
I think definitely, because I think the push towards delivery and work, it ties in, it just expedites the whole process of, we have, you know, coined this term work from home, but in the realm of office, it's actually called agile workplace, where the option of the mobile working and being well fed. So it's part of, I think, the online food experience. Whether you want to order your regular food from your favorite store in the office tower or being connected with your colleagues and all that, that will definitely continue. Most of our tenants in Guoco Tower has already adopted a very strong agile workplace environment. So I don't think it's something that will evolve, but we push that more into that office trend.
Fantastic. Guess which website I'm going to be on tonight.
Yeah, thank you. I'll look forward to receiving your order.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you so much for everything that you shared with us this morning. Valerie Wong, General Manager, Asset Management at Guokoland Singapore. Valerie, thank you for taking the time. You take it and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.